Friday, final hour for us live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. We'll be here for another hour if you want to stop by and say what's up. A lot of listeners have, which we always appreciate.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to everybody who has come by
but
thus far.
There's one that we don't ever get to see who talk more trash than anybody that calls in. My main man, Devin. Our main man, Devin from Kansas City, here with his lovely family. So we finally get to see and meet Devin.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah. Okay, Devin's here. Fine.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great to see you. He came all over Kansas City to see us.
Must be visiting probably
Putnam.
Just to see us.
Oh, yeah. He came coming from Putnam.
From
Putnam Cat.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, from Putnam Cat.
Very nice of him.
Yeah, Putnam Cat like Swainsboro. Real small.
Okay.
Yeah, about the same. Yeah,
sounds
same.
Nice.
Yeah, but Putnam's okay, because I know you listen. Because my best friend, Corey, from Putnam. Putnam's fine.
It sounds great.
I didn't know they had a lake there. I was driving back from
what don't they have?
I was taking the back way from Mama's house and then drove up and I saw this lake. Boats were on it. I was like, yeah, y'all get a lake.
That's beautiful.
like, when the hell y'all get a damn lake in Putnam County?
I just feel like, you know, this radio station, 92.9 The Game, has a really strong signal. You know, everybody, you can hear us all over the place in the state of Georgia. And I feel like all the places that can hear us are just, they're beautiful.
Yeah,
they're
man.
All beautiful. Equally and individually.
We got another shout out real quick, Buck, from Shaka, ATL Real Estate Man. It's a back to school giveaway fun day, July 26th, 11 to 3. It's going to be at Heldom Eatery off Moreland Ave in Atlanta. It's going to be a full fun filled day. Free school supply, bounce house, petting zoo, haircuts, face painting, raffles, and more, so don't miss it.
So that's next Saturday.
That's
not
next
tomorrow,
Saturday.
Next Saturday. But, yeah, if you've got a back-to-school event going on in your neighborhood or in your town or whatever, let us know. We'll give it a shout-out. We've been shouting out back-to-school events all day. A lot of them going on tomorrow, a lot of free supplies, backpacks and stuff like that for kids. So if you know of anything like that around where you live, hit us up at TBM929 at RandyMac81 before 2 o'clock today. And also next Friday, too, of course.
Yes.
If they're going on next weekend, remind us, and we'll shout them out next Friday, too.
Definitely.
For ones like this that are July 26th. But a lot of them going on tomorrow. Also, for the Georgia Tech fans, Georgia Institute of Technology.
So?
I'm just getting it right. It was Georgia Technical College was what we said.
Oh.
We were doing the two FBS schools that don't have university in it. Boston College and Georgia Institute of Technology. So there you go. There you go, Tech fans. Just to correct the record.
And damn them.
What? They tweeted me.
Whatever. I got tweeted too. You think I'm answering them?
I didn't think you would.
Okay.
So that's why I did.
Did you see this right here? Krispy Kreme is selling a dozen donuts for 88 cents today. Did you know that?
I didn't.
July
18th.
July
18th
celebrates its 88th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's about 80 cents more than I'd pay for a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts.
What?
Not a Krispy Kreme guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you'll eat bran muffins.
Yeah.
But you don't want to do no Krispy Kreme.
This morning I had a nice bowl of granola.
But you won't do
and some almond milk. That's what I had for breakfast this morning.
But you won't eat no Krispy Kreme?
Nah, not for me.
Man, you crazy. With that hot sign?
Huh?
With the hot sign?
It is cool how they tell you that they're hot.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, the sign's on. We better go.
Yeah.
And then you can go
that's
and
what
get
them. Melt, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what they melt. You can, like,
I remember when the Krispy Kreme, they brought one to Seattle, and it was like this big legendary place, and it was like, we're finally going to get one. And you know, like when a place comes, and like there's a line around the block and all that, people were lined up, and a couple of my buddies went, and they brought them back, and I ate one, and I was like, well, that tastes like a glazed donut to me.
Yeah.
You guys waited in line for that,
so
huh?
Disrespectful.
Is it?
So disrespectful.
I just, you know, they're fine.
So
I don't
disrespectful.
Know. There's better. I mean, I like the local donut places. The donuts got a little bit more chewiness.
I love Sublime.
Yeah, those
Sublime
ones are pretty good.
Awesome.
I understand
awesome.
The hype on those ones.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome place.
Every time my in-laws come, because there's a Krispy Kreme really close to us.
Uh-huh.
In Sublime,
I know it's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
They go over there and they get two dozen donuts every single time.
It's right over there by Nick's, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, right by Jim and Nick's Barbecue. Mm-hmm. Yep. They get them, and they get eaten, and I don't eat any of them. So they don't even need me to help, you know? So it's all good.
Unbelievable.
Krispy Kreme's doing just fine without my support.
It's not even about that. It's about how dismissive you've been about them.
Yeah, just, you know, I don't really like any. I'd like the local donuts taste better. I don't eat a lot of those either. Just not a big donut guy.
Okay. No need for me to say anymore, Andy.
Yeah, I would encourage people to go spend 88 cents on some donuts.
Yeah.
That's a good deal. I'm just saying I'm probably not going to.
Okay, we got it. Andy's not going to spend his hard-earned money on donuts.
Even if it's a discounted rate.
Huh?
Even if it's
88 cents for a dozen?
Yeah, I mean, again, like I said, it doesn't. You could. It could be free. You could be free and bring them to my house, and I still wouldn't eat them.
No. Okay. Well, I know what not to do.
You know what not to bring next time you come over. All right. Cool. Let's get. I didn't mean to offend you.
You did.
No, Krispy Kreme is so near and dear to the heart.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't say I wouldn't drink Busch Light.
But you never had a Busch with me.
Yes, I have.
You have?
Every time I come to your house,
okay,
I drink Busch
Light. I know. I'm making stuff up now.
No, I'm not going to.
I'm making up stuff.
And that's probably why I don't eat Krispy Kremes, is so I can do all that. Otherwise, I mean, I'd be sitting here looking different.
I mean, it makes complete sense, dude. It makes complete sense. And, yeah, Andy doesn't like Krispy Kremes. Fine. I bet they told you to endorse you. Say, I love Krispy Kremes.
I'd be Andy Bunker here for Krispy Kremes. Krispy Kreme donuts. When that sign comes on, you know it's hot.
Yeah, man.
I'd do 60 enthusiastic seconds every single day if Krispy Kreme paid me money to talk about them. No, I'm just kidding. All the stuff I talk about, I use and believe in. Let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Including this. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
And he socks one high in the air, deep to left. That ball is into the Braves' bullpen. Ronald Acuna Jr. gives the Braves a 1-0 lead, a towering blast.
Hopefully a lot more of that
yeah.
in the second half of the season. Ronald Acuna and what he's done coming off injury, kind of easily the best story of the Braves' season thus far. Unfortunately, that's kind of what you're looking forward to in the second half.
Yes.
Is some fun individual moments. You know, maybe you can see some of these guys that are slumping get it together and figure it out a little bit so you can feel better and more optimistic about them going into next year. But they played themselves into a pretty tough spot, and they've got a lot of injuries that make it hard to imagine them playing themselves out of it. But they're back at it tonight against the Yankees.
Well, I mean, hopefully you're off to a good start. Spence is going to be on the mound. Have you heard who the Yankees are going with yet?
Still TBD
Still
from
TBD?
What I've seen.
Okay. But, yeah, I think that, you know, you just want to see – positive stuff. You know, you want to see Ronald Acuna continue to play well. Obviously, Meadows would have the season that he's having. And maybe you can get to a point where somewhere you might be able to get some good individual awards. I know everything's not about that, but can Drake Ball put him in a position to you know.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Just something like that.
Yeah, rookie of the year votes.
Something as far as just, you know, trying to get something to smile about, you know. But
and
right
look,
now.
I mean, look, crazier things have happened.
Yes,
like,
they have.
Teams have gotten hot and gone on runs and of course, we're all rooting for that to take place in the post-All-Star break portion of the season. And hopefully they do. I think we're kind of all on the same page as far as thinking it's unlikely.
Yeah.
But hopefully they do.
Hold on. Okay. The Yankees are going with Ian Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, tonight against that.
Ian's tough.
Will Warren on Saturday and Marcus Stroman on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so not going to see Max Fried, obviously, dealing with the blistered thing on his hand that had him out of the All-Star game, too. I've heard of Marcus Stroman.
Yeah, but
weren't we trying
to get him at one point?
Yeah.
Yeah. Marcus Stroman. Who's the pitcher with the
Blue Jays at one point?
Who's the pitcher with the do-rag?
Maybe Marcus Stroman.
Was it Stroman? He's with the do-rag? That's
him?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But, okay. But now, who's pitching tomorrow?
For us?
Yes.
Joey Wentz.
Cue my Conor McGregor meme. Who the is this guy?
It's a bullpen game.
Damn.
It's a
second game back?
Yeah. And that's why when we say crazier things have happened and we're rooting for them to go on a run, we follow up by saying
the crazy thing,
we don't expect it to.
The crazy thing is they win the majority of their bullpen strike because they're going to have to do so many of them.
Yeah, no, there's going to be a lot of bullpen games, unfortunately. I was reading some of Dave O'Brien's stuff this morning just about, like, all of the pitchers that are on that 60-day. I mean, you're likely to get them back eventually, but it's not happening anytime soon.
But and then if it is, what's the point of bringing them back?
I know. And that kind of the follow-up that I was thinking about was, you know, I don't know how well you'd have to be playing to justify, like, Joe Jimenez,
right,
you know?
Right.
You're supposed to see him at some point in August, maybe early September.
Makes
but,
no
like,
sense.
If you're not playing good,
makes
just
no
give him the year and let him come back next year healthy. I mean, I know Chris Sale, I'm sure, wants to pitch.
Yeah.
I'm sure Schwellenbach, I'm sure, wants to pitch. But the longer the healing process goes,
they keep sliding.
If they don't play good, there's a chance that you don't see those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if they're in a position where they're so far out of it, why would you risk your guys? Just let them, give them the rest of the year off. Evaluate what you have here. So depending on what you can do with them going, you know, in the future and everything like that. But yeah, they're out of it, which it all is our point to. They are. Then yeah, nobody needs to beat Jimenez or Chris Sale or those guys back. It makes sense to just let them have the rest of the year off. Bring up some of these young guys, see what you got in those in those individuals. Unless you don't want, but then sometimes you don't want to use that their options year on a lost cause.
Yeah. I do think that that's probably some stuff that's going to happen over the next couple of weeks before the trade deadline is, you know, you can cash consideration some veteran pitching just so you have guys that can start games and can give you innings, but you don't really expect anything from and aren't going to cost you anything.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to throw Didi or Fuentes out there and guys like that and potentially mess with their, you know, their progression. You go get some, you know, some veterans. You get some bums, basically. Lack of a better word.
I saw something was they were saying like bringing up Kelnick maybe because
sure.
There's an option or something they got to pick up soon.
Sure.
I don't think they would pick up the option because I saw how much the option was. Unless he had like 40 home runs, then you pick up an option.
But if you're going to trade Ozuna, which seems possible,
yeah.
And then you're going to have you go Baldwin and Murphy kind of splitting duties at catcher and DH, you're going to need somebody else out there, you know? So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Again, that, you know, this is kind of – unless they get real hot in the next couple of weeks and maybe they can convince Alex Anthopoulos, you know what, to hell with it. We're gonna make a run and try to get a guy or two and see if we can't salvage this thing. If it goes the way that it's going, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be like veteran pitchers who don't cost anything to come in and eat innings. Kelnick gets called up, like that kind of stuff.
Do you put Michael now?
If he keeps playing like this.
Right.
But again, how's that going to help him, do you think?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. I don't know, but is it something where you just need him to figure it out?
If he's batting against maybe like slightly lower competition, that would allow him to get his
confidence right.
I don't know. His approach right. I don't know. Yeah, I hope not. I hope that the All-Star break allowed him a chance to maybe breathe a little bit and come back refreshed. I hate the idea of him getting sent down.
Me too.
You know, what a bummer that would be. But the whole season's been a bummer. So anyway, second half of it starts tonight. Second half of the bummer begins tonight. All right, Nikhil Alexander-Walker is going to join us next from the Atlanta Hawks, one of the newest members of the team. We'll see what his first couple weeks as a Hawk have been like, what he thinks the season's going to be like coming up next year as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday, final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Nikhil Alexander-Walker didn't know he was going to get to hear you sing.
Oh, man, you know me. I'm always serenading folk, man. You know what I'm saying? Always serenade folks.
I got to think, Nikhil, that's the first time you've been serenaded in a radio interview, probably, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Nikhil Alexander-Walker joining us right now, one of the newest members of the Atlanta Hawks, one of the free agent acquisitions that they made in a pretty busy offseason thus far. First and foremost, welcome to Atlanta,
welcome,
man. Congratulations.
Welcome.
Thank you. Honestly, blessing, excited, elated. So many words that would describe the feeling of joy and excitement and optimism that comes with this opportunity.
What was it about Atlanta? Because we all know that, well, I won't say we all know, we're pretty sure there were other offers, maybe more than what the Hawks were willing to give. What was it about Atlanta that made you decide to come be a part of this program?
I think, you know, when you are in a position to make a big decision that's going to change your life, you got to weigh all the options, and you definitely have to set a list of priorities and see what matters to you, be true to yourself. And one of the things was I felt like for where I wanted to be, the things I wanted to do in my career, win, impact winning, grow as a player individually, be able to build a legacy for myself, for my family, right now I have a son, but if I had children,
nice.
Just wanting to grow and be the best version of myself. I think Atlanta fit that to a T in all ways. You know, there is opportunity with the team to win, especially being in the East in this season and with all the injuries and the movement going on, the opportunity in that time would be now to like really make noise. I feel like the squad's got depth to it, added some key pieces, and as free agency went on, it changed my mind more when I was kind of just watching around the league, seeing what moves were being made, who was going where, teams were making trades, kind of hear the whispers of guys want to do this, guys want to do that. So it just came down to what was going to be the best fit for me and my family and so on.
How do you think you fit into the team as it's constructed right now? I mean, obviously, we've gotten a chance to see you play as a part of a really good team the last couple of years in Minnesota. How do you think you fit into this team?
You know, I think I fit really well. And it's exciting because you got guys like Trey who are really, really, really good playmakers. You got guys like Dyson, really good defenders, stays within himself offensively, but also can make plays. And so to play alongside those two, not to mention you add Jalen when he's healthy, you add Kristaps when he's healthy. Right. Now you have offensive threats from everywhere. You know, it's not just a guard-heavy team or front court-heavy team. You're looking at threats, and when you see the success of the league and the shape of the league and where it's going, it's predicated around having multiple threats. Yeah. The Indianas of the world, the OKCs of the world, guys who are always live to score. And when you add talented players who will make the right play, and then on top of that, you're going to throw in Quinn Snyder in the mix, who is a great coach and is a offensive genius to me. And we've seen what he's done with the Utah teams and how they've been able to score and the success they had in the Western Conference. And that's the West at that. So I just think when you add all of that, I feel like at that point, the decision becomes a no-brainer.
How has it been interacting with your teammates? We know we talked to Kristaps last week. We know he was going overseas and everything, but we saw pictures out there in Vegas at the Summer League and everything. And obviously, you got an opportunity to sit and hang out with you guys. How was that interaction? Because, I mean, y'all play against each other all the time, but yet now you're a part of mm-hmm. this program, this organization. How was that mm-hmm. hanging out with Trey and those guys out in Vegas?
You know, it's important, and that was one of the biggest things to me because I wanted to make sure that I was going to a team where the chemistry, the personalities can really gel together. I think it's important to be connected, especially if you want to make deep runs in this league, in this profession. And it was amazing, you know, just getting to sit down with guys, talk to guys, get them to understand who I am, but then also sitting there and they're understanding who they are. And obviously it's early, but just building off of that, growing in that, working out together, just shooting the breeze, just kind of just building that camaraderie.
Nikhil Alexander-Walker joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, one of the newest members of the Atlanta Hawks. You mentioned it just a minute ago, but with Coach Quinn Snyder, you played for him in Utah, so you know him. I mean, it's not just an opinion that you have from what you've heard. You've been around the guy. How does it feel to have a coach who knows you want you to be on his new team?
You know, important, and I can't stress the value because I feel like at some point in time, everybody has had somebody believe in them in their walk of life, and that was maybe not a superior, but like an elder or even just someone that was going to try to help you be in positions to grow. And that's how I feel about Quinn. I feel like he has this faith and belief in me, and I appreciate that. And I know that I'm going to control what I can in terms of working hard and trying to be my best self for the organization, for the city day in, day out. So having a guy like Quinn who believes in me and sees something to help me grow just makes it better.
How, and I know we all know where you're coming, what team you're coming from. We know you play with Coach Quinn, but you're coming from the Timberwolves. What have you learned about yourself and also what it takes to be, because obviously you guys didn't win the championship, but you got deep in the playoffs and back-to-back years. What are some of those experiences that you can bring to this club that, you know, they did a couple years ago, go to the Eastern Conference Finals, but it wasn't as consistent mm-hmm. as the run in Minnesota was?
You know, it was two different years and completely same outcome, but like really different years. Uh-huh. Two completely different years from individually speaking and team speaking. But a lot of it that I realized is a lot of it is mental. A lot of the game is mental. And in Minnesota, we had the talent, and we were able to find ways last year to get us there. We had to overcome a lot of obstacles, injuries, where we were plagued towards the later end of the season. And we had to figure out how to overcome that. And then playing together, when guys came back, guys were stepping into different roles with that common goal to make it to the Western Conference Finals in the fashion that we did as a sixth seed. The year before, everyone just gelled really, really well. And Ant and Kat were phenomenal for us. Kyle Anderson, Jaden McDaniels is doing what he does. Naz Reid has signed that extension based on those 2 years, in my opinion, for a reason, because of who he is.
Yeah.
Mike's holding down the fort as he does. Like, it was a very tough decision in the same breath as I say it was a no-brainer, just because I know what that team meant to me.
Yeah.
And I know what we went through, and it kind of feels like you have unfinished business. But when you look at the opportunities here and you look at Atlanta, it feels like we can harvest something similar in that and grow it and really be dynamic in it and have the same runs, have the same approach, especially with Quinn.
I got to ask you, because this is the first time we've talked to you. Very cerebral. Just very, yes, very calm, very, yes, thoughtful, yes, in your, yes, answers and, yes, all of that.
Yes.
People may not know this. They might. It was talked about a lot. It's a cool story. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is your first cousin. You guys played in the playoffs. We've heard him talk a lot. Very cerebral,
yes,
very calm, very poised. Like, what's your family doing to get you guys to be so chill at such a young age? Like, this is impressive stuff, man. Like, what's going on over there?
I think it's just, you know, shout out to my mom and my uncle, and it just really helps when being raised by people who are going to be, I wouldn't say they're level-headed, because they're a ball of emotion, but in a great way. Like, they show their personality really, really well. But I think they've prepared us for this moment every step of the way, and we've believed in it. And so once we got here, the focus shifted from a whirlwind of not really understanding or an unexpectancy of, oh, wow, I'm here. But it kind of forms into, like, now, like, a, yes, we finally made it. Now let's become something. Now let's embark on our journey. Now let's actually get to our goals. The work has just begun. Kind of keeping us mindful of complacency and how it can be the enemy, how comparison can be the enemy, and so forth.
Well, we appreciate the time.
Yes,
we're,
sir,
happy to have you here. Again, congratulations.
Appreciate it, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Nikhil Alexander Walker, one of the newest members of the Atlanta Hawks. And again, for people that maybe don't know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is his first cousin. His,
yeah,
his mom, I believe, is her dad is Shai's dad.
Right.
So, or sorry, her brother is Shai's dad. So, yeah, first cousins.
Yeah, man. I mean, the Pelicans 3 years, Jazz Timberwolves. Yep. Timberwolves. So, yeah, man, excited to see him. And I mean, like you said, he's real, real chill.
Yep. brand new contract and a little summer break will do that for,
yeah,
you, probably.
Real quick, one more shout out to Newton County Park and Recreation Reactions. 2025 school supply giveaway. While supplies last, it's going to be July 26 at 10 a.m. at Newton County Parks and Recreation, Turner Lake Complex, over in Covington. So that's from Kevin Troy.
Thank you, Kevin.
Then Airman, he sent us this. They have FCA and at Skits Mountain in Cleveland, Georgia. And I'm a proud member of FCA when I was in college.
Oh, cool.
Not because they gave us free pizza. I did learn some stuff about the Lord.
What is FCA?
Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Oh, great. And when is that one?
This one is August 9th from 4 to 9.
Okay.
They're going to have fireworks at 9 o'clock.
Well, let's keep doing this on Fridays because we're shouting out as many back-to-school giveaways for students and stuff like that going on tomorrow. I know a lot of those were for next Saturday, too, so we'll do it again next Friday. And we'll keep it rolling as back-to-school's right around the corner. Okay,
no doubt. The
AMA is next. Any question, any topic, load the phone lines up. 404-726-0929. You can ask us anything here on a Funk Friday. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Thanks again to the good folks at Twin Peaks in Buckhead for taking care of us, as they always do.
Yes,
and all the listeners for coming out. Got a chance to see a bunch of folks today, which is always nice. We need to hear from the ones that aren't here, though. In order for the AMA to work, you got to call in and ask questions. 404-726-0929. So load up the phone lines real quick. We'll start with Mike in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Got a question. So this for both of y'all. So when you have people coming over, I got into it with my wife about this, but when you have people, family, friends coming over, and you give them a bath cloth and a towel, do they have to match? Yes or no?
Oh, hell,
bro. What a great question.
I don't care.
No.
Because I never do that. I mean, she does
like
that.
Lay out the
yeah, she does all
linens
that. But
and all that.
She does it, Andy, and then like she rolls them and like you know
like a hotel,
like a hotel.
Wow.
Yeah, she does all that stuff. Like we actually do. No lie, we have a towel stand for like the hotel that she does it by and puts it in the guest bathroom.
Jeez,
dude, don't be no guest coming to my house.
That sounds great,
especially if you relate to her or her people. Oh man,
you're getting the 5-star.
It looked like them. Last time we had guests in, it was looking like the damn W Hotel. She had the little
mint on the pillow.
Oh, it was all kind of stuff going on, man.
A little different deal at our house. if you're staying at our house, our guest room's a playroom.
Right.
So first thing you got to know is you're sharing a bed with some stuffed animals.
Yes,
we'll try to clear it off, but you know, there's only so much you can do. Second of all, towels are in the
that's
laundry.
That's exactly what I say.
So you go for it. And if you want a washcloth, there's a basket of those too.
Well, that's exactly me right there, dog. I'm towel. Hey, y'all got some towels? Yeah, that count. That cut. It's some in the
back. A whole shelf of them.
Yep, right over there.
We just don't. A lot of people don't stay with us these days anymore, just because now with both of our kids, our house is so packed. Like her folks stay with us sometimes, or like, you know, maybe Aunt Colleen might stay one night or something like that. But yeah, no, it's not. No, not like that. Maybe someday. Derek is in Ball Ground. Hey, Derek.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Derek.
Hey, love listening to you guys. Always love the conversation. My question for you is, what's one of the things that that your wife will ask you to do that you're probably incapable of doing, but you hate to hear it come out of her mouth? Currently, I'm working on a room in my house. I'm replacing some windows. Apparently, I'm a drywall expert, working on some trim.
Nice.
And, of course, all said and done, there's going to be a trampoline erected, which is going to be awesome for a birthday party.
Well, it sounds like you got it covered. The thing that I suck at and I've given up on is fitted sheets. You know, the sheets with the elastic on the edges.
Yeah.
I don't know how to fold them.
I've never known how to fold them.
She's shown me how to fold them 10 times.
I've never known how to fold
them. And I forget immediately.
And I don't think it's that big a deal that you have to do.
That's what I say.
I swear to you.
Dude. I just kind of fold it over make it the same kind of general size as the other one.
Yep.
And I put the other one on top so it looks crisp and square.
Exactly. I don't.
And then she's always like, oh, you didn't fold it again?
Why is that big a deal?
Yeah, also, what happens if a sheet's a little wrinkled?
Hey, thank you.
Nobody knows.
I
tried one time to learn it. It's good. Like, you got to reach on the inside to the corners and
I don't know, I do all
pull
that
it
stuff.
Through. And I'll never learn.
That's a skill that I don't want to learn. Yeah,
I think that's part of it.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I don't think I want
to.
Sometimes you just suck at something bad enough for long enough that she stops asking you to do it.
Yeah, I still do it. It's just gonna look the way I want it to look.
Yeah.
Probably fixing like household stuff, like dryers and washers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like she'll actually like, what's wrong with it? It's not working. Well, why is it not working?
I don't know. It broke.
I don't know.
There's people for that.
Yeah, exactly.
You call them.
Call the HO. Call not the HOA people.
The HVAC guy.
The homeowners. Yeah, call the people.
Call them.
They
have
know
them
more.
Come over.
Other than don't send the dude that took 4 months to change out our damn stove thing.
Rufus?
Yeah.
Was it Rufus?
Yeah.
Or was it Otis?
No, I thought it was Otis.
I don't remember. I'm asking.
You remember it because people called up there.
Was it Rufus or Otis?
No, it was Otis.
Oh, it was Otis.
Mr. Otis.
Mr. Otis.
Yeah, Mr. Otis took.
That's a great name for an
Mr.
old
Otis,
man.
Mr. Otis took so long to fix the damn stove that when it finally started working, the knob length was too high. So he ordered the wrong knob to turn the stove on, but it still worked.
Okay.
With the knob, it just looked awkward. They were like, we'll send it back. No, you know what?
You know what?
I'm fine with awkward.
We can live with it.
I'm fine with it.
We can live with this. It's no big deal. Chuck is in Atlanta. Hey, Chuck.
Hey guys, how are today? The best show on Odyssey app it is.
Hell yeah, Chuck.
I want to say, and to make us feel a little bit better, baseball is the most analyzed, statistical, qualitative, and quantitative sport it is that doesn't result in a championship. And for my AMA, I'm going to keep it light today because I'm always
sucking. Thanks, sir.
I'm always fussing.
Yes, you are. Always fussing.
I'm not fussing. I'm going to say, hey, what is your most memorable GLAD event of a North Georgia sports team that's just sticking with you all your life? And one more thing. Y'all have a good weekend.
Chuck.
I didn't hear the question.
Oh, you didn't hear the question? What?
I didn't hear the
most memorable sport happening to a North Georgia team, pro and college, that's just sticking with you your whole life and just something good that just happened to you this week.
All right,
mine is the 91 Braves.
Oh, okay. Atlanta counts. Okay, got it.
When he said North Georgia, I thought, what the hell they done up at Buford?
Yeah, I was gonna,
What the hell they done up?
When Gunnar Stockton ran for all those touchdowns in Raven County.
Well,
I will say this. Speaking of Raven County, they had a cool story on Charlie Warner.
Uh-huh.
And just how much, because there's a big sign right on the side of the road when you drive to Clayton, which is Raven County, where he's from. Big home of Charlie Warner and all that, and they love him up there. And the Falcons had a big, cool video story on him going home and coming back to the Falcons. And, yeah, so that's really cool. I don't know. The Braves won the World Series a couple years ago. That was pretty badass.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And then the damn dogs. Yeah, the damn dogs was the greatest thing in life, man. Oh, great. Flight delayed. Oh, great.
Is that bad?
No, I think it's more time to the airport drink.
Oh, you're going somewhere?
Yeah, I'm going to Miami.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm going to see. Go ahead.
Oh, nice. RJ is in Atlanta. Hey, RJ.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, a longtime listener. I just want to know, how do you guys feel about Shamar Stewart returning to Texas A&M, and where does he go from there?
Yeah, hey, RJ, we kind of talked about that at the beginning of the show.
I missed it. I know I missed it.
Yeah, it's okay. No problem. I'm glad you brought it back up because I think we have a little bit more clarity on it now. Because at first we were talking about it, and then we're like, wait, can you do that? And then we're like, no, you can't do that. And then we're like, maybe you can do that.
Maybe you can.
I don't know. You can. It's a new rule. It would be a real tough legal process for him to do it.
Right.
And he would get none of the money from the Bengals.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen. I just think it's unfortunate that it has to happen.
That's
because
right.
The Bengals are trying to do something unprecedented.
Yeah. And what they're trying to do is get language written into the contract that if he gets hurt away from the game, they can void all this guaranteed money.
Yes.
And he's like, no one's ever had that written into their contract
before.
Why are you doing that to me? Why are you treating me like this?
Yes.
And it's very Bengals. So I hate it. You know, they got so many fun players on that team. It would be cool if they weren't such a bad franchise, got out of the way.
I wonder why
Trey Hendrickson on the field.
I mean, I know we can say it's the Bengals and all that. I mean, they did go out and spend a blank ton of money.
They must be worried that he's going to do something.
I'm just like, I don't understand why y'all want to.
I don't know. Why'd you take him if you were so worried about
exactly?
Take somebody you felt better about. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Hello.
Hey, happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. And I got this real quick one. One got to go. H-Town, Silk, or 112. And I already know Randy is keeping 112.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
H-Town was all right.
Who was the other one?
Silk.
Oh.
Freak me. Let me who you are. Hey, the brother with the funny shaped head.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Okay. Well, I like that song. I'll keep that one.
Yeah, H-Town. What's
H-Town have?
Good love and body rock and night.
Oh, I like that song too, though.
All night long.
I do like that song.
Well, I mean, all they're the group.
Body rock and knocking the boots.
Yeah,
right?
But I mean,
that's a good song.
They're all good. They're all part of the face shaking.
112 is exempt. They're safe.
Yes.
They're safe.
Yes.
We're not doing anything with 112.
No.
So between H-Town and Silk.
Oh, I'm taking Silk.
And I'm getting rid of H-Town.
Yeah, H-Town, go.
Okay.
I don't know the song. Got the good. Ah, they rock.
That's a good song, though.
Oh, it's
I do
my
like
song.
That song. Chris is in Canton. Hey, Chris.
All night long.
Y'all, what's up?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
I'm a local high school basketball coach, and at the beginning of the summer, I received a state award as a positive influence on my players.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Yes, sir. My question for y'all is this. I know you guys have both received numerous awards in your lifetime. Which one means the most to you? By the way, you can't say your wives.
Oh, man, I was going to say that.
Thank you, Chris.
Oh, man. I mean, I think, you know, my All-SEC plaque is really cool.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. My All-Star Game MVP is pretty cool.
It's pretty good. Those are good ones.
Yeah.
I had perfect attendance in second grade.
That's awesome.
I won an Emmy one time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I won an Emmy one time for live news coverage.
That's awesome.
I guess I'll throw that
there
one
you go.
On there. Yeah, that was pretty good.
There you go. Throw it in.
So those two.
No, it's not those. I'm going to stop.
Those are the two. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Leon is in the truck on the road.
Andy, Randy. How y'all doing?
Hey, Leon. Good.
First time caller, long time listener. Enjoy the show, guys. I really appreciate it. Quick question. With the recent recruiting event between Texas and Georgia, do you think Texas will become Georgia's biggest rival going forward? Do you think it still will remain our traditional rivalries like Auburn, Georgia Tech?
Oh, no. I don't.
Yeah, thanks, Leon.
Thanks. I don't think it will get there. Texas, Georgia rivalry, or if whatever it is, because they haven't beaten us. So, but
I was gonna say, like, Texas gonna have to win a game.
I don't think it would ever get to the level of Auburn, Georgia Tech, or Florida.
There's
or
just
Tennessee.
So much history.
There's just so much history right there. Just like we'll never get on the level of like Oklahoma or anybody like that.
Right now, I will say, you can have these little, whatever you want to call it, like era rivalries or mini rivalries and stuff like that. It feels like it's shaping up to be like that, like. Texas is one of the few schools that can kind of roll with Georgia as far as recruiting goes and money spent and all that kind of stuff. And you know what it is. Texas is just going to get the hype. Like, people love hyping up Texas. We were at SEC Media Days all week. Georgia had just the tiniest little amount of buzz for winning the conference last year and being the best program in America the last 5 years if you take the five-year chunk. Everybody's talking about Texas. Yeah. Everybody's talking about Arch in Texas. So I definitely think we might be in the middle of a run where the two of those teams have to go through one another to get where they want to go to. But it's just so hard. Rivalries take so long to build up. And geography has a lot to do with it, too. You know, Georgia Tech, Georgia, you know.
Right there.
Florida's Auburn's right there. Florida's right there. So, yeah, I think it'll take a minute. All right. Andrews and Buckhead didn't have the courage to show his face.
Dude,
he's calling in.
Again, dog, I'm sorry, man. I ain't know, man.
Hey, it's fine. It was a moment. That was fine.
Dude, you had your ass was shook, Andrew. Now, tell me this, Andrew. Did she throw your stuff out, or did you have to, she ask you to come pick it up? Say she's not going to be there, you come pick it up.
Kind of like a mutual thing. We separated. It was fine. It was a moment, you know.
Do you want to talk about it on the radio?
Yeah, I mean, you can't love him forever. You just love him for the moment, I guess. That's what that one was, you know.
Thankful for the memories.
Yeah. But I'm a little curmudgeon this week, so I'm coming hard.
Okay.
The Cars for Kids, I don't want to affect business either. The Cars for Kids commercial, the kids can't even drive cars, so I don't even know why we did it. But anyway.
They're our sponsor now.
We love them.
We love them.
I know. I didn't want to mess with y'all, but like, I'm just like, they can't drive cars. Why are we even selling cars? Whatever. And then real estate, I mean, be for real. My question is, what commercial sticks with, like, what commercial jingle sticks with you in your life? Because mine is like Toys R Us Kids.
Okay.
For me. Yeah. So what do you got? Yeah.
Oh, man.
J.G. Wentworth, call 877 Cash Down. Okay, 877 Cash Down.
That's one. But definitely the Cars for Kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No doubt
that
about it.
In your brain.
It just sticks.
I have ones, though, like from childhood that are regional. In Kirkland, you can buy a reasonable car from a reasonable man. Some Kirkland car dealership.
That's nice.
Out of Seattle. I don't know why it's in there.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean,
it won't go
the
away.
The Cars for Kids would not go away because my kids sing it. My kids sing it.
That sucks.
Yes, they sing it.
Don't sing that.
Yes, they do sing it.
The window comfort commercials I'm doing, they got their own jingle.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, so we got a new jingle to add to the mix. Hopefully that one gets stuck in your head and you buy some windows. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day. Bow!
Bow!
Nope. There it is.
My takeaway is, Andy's good on Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can have them.
So dismissive.
That's okay. You guys have them. There's enough for everybody. If you get invited to Ja Rule, just be careful.
Hey, man, don't let them get y'all, fellas, like they done got me again.
Angela Bassett, aging like a smooth-ass Keontae.
That lady's fine, man.
It's true.
Yeah, she fine. Her and that damn, was it Tracy Ross?
Oh, yeah.
Goodness loud.
Yeah, Tracy Ellis Ross.
Goodness loud, have mercy.
That's a good thought to go to the weekend with.
Yeah, man, y'all be safe out there, man.
May you see some women that look like that. We'll talk to you on Monday at 11.